Blog Talk Radio.
Please don't stop the music.
Our girl Rihanna with Please Don't Stop the Music. Hello, welcome to another episode of Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. I'm Darlene Lewis. Many of you out there are probably trying to call in today. Unfortunately, we have decided to change the format and the subject matter of our show, which was basically to discuss various cultures intermingling, but we want to spend this time to help those of Haitian descent here in America and online to reach out to their family members. As you know, on January 12th, the island of Haiti, capital Port-au-Prince, experienced a 7.0 earthquake, and which caused tremendous devastation. And so many organizations have landed, United States leading the pack. And we just want to shout out to all of our comrades in media who want to help individuals find their loved ones. The infrastructure has been totally, totally compromised, and it is devastating. We do have a telephone number that the State Department has opened up. And if you want information on Haitian aid, you can contact 1-888-407-4747. That number again is 1-888-407-4747. We have a bunch of organizations that have tried to reach out. At this point, individuals need water, food, medical supplies, tents. However, it's cheaper to just send money. If you want to find out ways that you can donate, you can go online to whitehouse.gov. They will be able to give you a list of reputable organizations such as the Red Cross and worldvision.com, which is helping. And also Wyclef Jean, Haitian rapper, producer, has a company called YELE, that would be YELE.org. You can reach out to them and just make a donation, $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever you can give. This is a serious catastrophe, and we just want people to be able to contact individuals on the ground just to find out where their loved ones are, where they will be taking. So far, it's estimated that 45,000 deaths is at present, and the number is just so overwhelming. We know that the Capitol was demolished. We know that the jail was completely demolished and inmates have escaped. And so many young people are still stuck under the rubble, and we're just praying, and our prayers go out to the families. And we just hope individuals just stick together. So we're going to spend a lot of time today just talking about various incidences of healing the world. And on that note, we'd like to bring you a very smooth music by the expired Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, one of his greatest songs, Heal the World. We'll be right back.
Think about the generations, and just say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them. And think they can make it a better place.
There's a place you're from, and I know that it's enough. It was brighter than tomorrow. They tried to find there's no need to cry. They feel there's no better. there are ways to get there if you care enough to make a certain mistake. It's best to take all the children in a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people trying if you care enough to look why there's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong and only cares for joyful giving.
Yes, that was Michael Jackson, Heal the World. Like I said, today we're just going to dedicate the line for people to call 347-989-0761. If you want to go online, you can donate at whitehouse.gov, or you can go to YELE.org, which is Wyclef Jean's site, and that will help you be able to donate money so that individuals on the ground already in Haiti will be able to go purchase supplies like food, water, shelter, equipment, medical supplies, which is desperately needed at this point. You can also call 1-888-407-4747. That is the State Department number that you can call just to find out information, updated information on the demographics, on family members that you may have that live in Haiti or have visited Haiti. Now, Brazil used to be the destination of choice for black men looking for a secret sex getaway until Essence magazine exposed the game. Now, brothers are turning into a new locale for illicit sex in the sun. The Dominican Republic, with its cheap airfare, world-class golf courses, and desperately impoverished women willing to have sex for pay, has become the new sexual playground for black men. But it's what they might be bringing home that should really have you worried. Now picture this. It's Friday night in Santo Domingo, the capital city of the Dominican Republic, and the infamous seafront strip known as the Malecón is alive. Five noticeably young looking girls sit patiently on barely lit curb as a steady stream of cars race by, salsa and merengue blasting from their speakers. A black Ford pickup truck screeches to a stop, and after some haggling, the driver opens his door and drives off with two of the young women. Minutes later, you're propositioned by a woman blessed with an Olympic gold medalist track star's build, wearing painted on black designer jeans, a red top, and midnight black pumps. With a Yankee fashion sense, polo shirt, khaki shorts, and cased with sneakers, you might as well be draped in the American flag to these women. A man with U.S. currency is the choice game. The woman moves in for the kill. Americano, she calls. Good time. Now, for the 3.4 million international tourists who flocked to the Dominican Republic in 2008, figures released by the Dominican Republic Ministry of Tourism, the country's allure is obvious. Miles of sun-soaked beaches, numerous five-star resorts, and expansive golf courses. But for many of the African-American men who travel to DR each year, another attraction is on the itinerary. Beautiful Dominican women who make up the thriving sex tourism industry. The number of African-American clients have been growing every year, says Mark, a VIP host at DR Nights, one of many online companies that offer adult vacation packages to the country, complete with female companions. Citing his company's privacy policy, Mark won't reveal his last name, and he refuses to give specific information about the number of black men his company serves. But he chalks up the country's popularity to the allure of the beautiful women and their voluptuous bodies, says the host. They definitely appeal to African-American men. There's no shortage of black men who'll agree. The girls have great bodies, beautiful faces, nice hair, and good attitudes, says Eric, a handsome 28-year-old who works in sales in Los Angeles and has a long-term girlfriend back home. The way the women treat you here, it's like a fantasy come true. The surge in the number of men traveling to the Dominican Republic for sex has also been noticed by Chad Dion Lassiter, MSW adjunct lecturer at the University of Pennsylvania School of Social Policy and Practice. Over the past few years, there's been a real paradigm shift in what the hordes of black men who used to go to Brazil are now going to Dominican Republic. There are scores of men who come back from the Dominican Republic bragging about their conquests, showing pictures and videotape footage to their circles of friends, or even posting it on various websites. Black men traveling to the Dominican Republic for sex is not a widely kept secret anymore. Lasseter suggests the transition came about in part because Brazil, once the exotic destination of choice for black men looking for a sexual getaway, became exposed. Brazil had been a dirty secret for years, says Lasseter, but then it began to be talked about in popular cultures and significant others started asking their men, why are you going to Brazil? Once it was out in the open, the men shifted to the DR, a more impoverished country where prostitution is legal and they wouldn't have to pay the high price they had to pay in Brazil. When it comes to sexual tourism, the Dominican Republic is at the top of the exploitation pyramid. Now, this is crazy, but guess what? Straight men aren't the only ones traveling to the Dominican Republic for sex. A gay brother recalls his escapades. A few years ago, he had just gotten out of an unhealthy relationship and left emotionally drained when a friend suggested that he recuperate in Santo Domingo. Gay guy says for as little as $15, sex workers there would cater to his every need, from cuddling to sex. Initially, he was reluctant, but the more he told about the beautiful male prostitutes, the more intrigued he became. The first trip to Santo Domingo was made in February 2007 and was greeted by a host, Mr. Madame. He immediately made two appointments for the guy later that day. Like all good sex workers, the handsome young men trade in more than physical pleasure. They told him that they loved him and sold him the fantasy that maybe one day one of them would be his. That's how they get you hooked. Scores of gay men like him traveled to the Dominican Republic for sex, and some men on the down low with wives and girlfriends back home, partake in the very same pleasures. On one visit, he met a wealthy married father of two. He was scheduled to be in Chicago for business, but diverted his trip to Santo Domingo. Within 24 hours, he had sex with 10 different men. He needed to get his fix, he said. What would have shocked his wife even more is that some sex workers may not practice safe sex. During one of his encounters, he pulled out a condom, and the young man asked, what is that? After 2 years traveling back and forth to DR, he came to the bitter reality. None of these men was going to be his boyfriend. They were his for the money. He was looking for love, and they were only looking to survive. Though he no longer frequents to the DR, he constantly meets men who do. As they regale with stories of their travels, it's clear they're as addicted as he is to the sexual pleasure and promise of love extended to anyone willing to pay the right price. Okay? So what these men fail to realize is that the respect of the Dominican women is for your dollar and not for you. And that's the harsh truth. So you out there who think that your guys are just going on vacation with their crew and they say they're going to the Dominican Republic, you better think again. They starting some serious mess. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back to Hear No Evil. I'm Darlene Lewis. Those of you that wish to reach out to Haitian Aid, please call 1-888-407-4747. I'd also like to give my condolences to the family of sexy R&B crooner, Mr. Teddy Pendergrass, who began his career in the church and then on to work with Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes. I loved Teddy Pendergrass' 1977 album. I remember all of those songs, and I'm going to really, really miss this guy. He had really undergone so many stresses in life. 1982, he was out on his own. Then he got into a serious accident, which left him wheelchair-bound. And for the last couple of months, he was battling colon cancer, in which he lost. So shout out to Teddy Pendergrass. Also, I want to give my condolences to Eunice Johnson's family, the Johnson Publications Queen of Fashion Fair. She passed away recently. And, of course, who can forget the legendary Percy Sutton, who left a legacy of law and communications. He was a pioneer. He owned radio stations, cable stations. He was Malcolm X's lawyer, and he was owner of the Apollo Theater. And, of course, WBLS broadcast under his company, Inner City Broadcasting, who launched the careers of so many DJs and hip-hop and R&B recording artists. So we lost a lot of legends within the last couple of weeks, and I just want to give my condolences to the family. Before I leave, I'd like to talk about the 52nd Annual Grammy Awards, which is soon to air Sunday, January 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CBS. And it must be the music. In honor of music's biggest night, saluting black women who rock, from Beyonce's numerous nominations to Mary J. Blige's anniversary to the new chicks giving us something to sing about. Come on, girls, let's jam. Queen Bee, Beyonce, whether it's her fans who made the I Am tour one of the most successful live events in 2009, her peers, Billboard magazine crowned her 2009's Woman of the Year, or her creative influence, because she sparked a global hand-flipping dance craze and moved people to star in their own Single Ladies Put a Ring on It video. No artist today does it quite like Beyonce, as she reigns over the 52nd Annual Grammy Night with a record-tying 10 nominations, including Album of the Year and Record of the Year. We're just wondering if she'll have any room to store all her golden statuettes. And speaking of Beyonce, her and her hubby combined salaries for 2009 was an estimated $122 million. They were the highest paid couple for 2009, and hopefully their continued success. Beyonce needs to take a rest after this tour and this Grammy shows and her Vegas run to sit her booty down and let somebody else get an award. Come on now. You got to let somebody else win, Beyonce. You're killing them. Time for you to have a little baby. Anyway, she has so much to give, and we want to thank you for tuning in. You can tune in every Thursday at 6:30 at blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I love you. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. We're all